Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
I'm the best around. That you better have a hammer key.
Middays 10 till 2.
I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America?
Yeah, I think it's been really cool to watch. I think during our game, I would sit back and watch and just kind of watch and try and learn something or watch. And I was fascinating to watch because he always, like I said, he had wrinkles for, you know, counters and things like that throughout the game. And so, I think he's obviously done really well. And so, it'd be cool to, see how that all goes down.
We've been playing that soundbite a lot. That is Caleb Williams talking about the possibility of being coached by Ben Johnson, who is the young hotness in this particular coaching cycle. And I don't know what the future may hold. I don't know how far along the Bears may be in talking to the people who represent him, but there's all kinds of work. While the Bears are giving us this long list and announcing who's coming where for their Zoom meetings, the presumption is that you're working with the agents on a completely different level, a completely different timetable. I don't know if they are, but that's got to be the presumption because that's what you should be doing. Now, Diana Russini was with Jarrett Payton on WGN, and the senior writer for The Athletic is answer the question, how interested are the Bears in Ben Johnson?
Yeah, I think they have their eyes on him. I think they're going to try to keep those communications with him as much as they can, knowing that the Raiders are pushing hard as well. Tom Brady, obviously the minority owner, has a very big influence in Las Vegas. And I think it's something that I think fans are surprised because everyone knew that he'd be part of the Raiders in terms of ownership, me being in the background, but that's not the case. Tom Brady is all in, talking to Mark Davis, the owner there, every single day in Chicago, was aware of this. So at this point right now, all Chicago can do is just wait as this playoff run here wraps up for Detroit, if it wraps up over the next week or so. But for them, Ben Johnson is definitely a top candidate, knowing, look at the success he's had in this offense with Jared Goff. But here's something, JP, that you have to consider and you have to think about if you're a Bears fan and you're set on Ben Johnson. I've had multiple people in the league say this to me. There is a world. There is a door here. Let's say the Chicago Bears are door number one. The Jacksonville Jags are two. The Raiders are three. There is a fourth door here, and that fourth door is he stays in Detroit. There is a world where he may say, you know what? None of these fit for me. I don't want to leave Detroit. I want to stick with Jared Goff. I want to stick with what we're doing here and remain there. He's taking these interviews, which is a great sign, right? This is good. Four interviews. I was expecting him to take only two. So the fact that he's doing even more interviews tells me he's definitely probably interested in getting back in there, but only he knows really in his heart on what he wants to do next.
All right. Great, but with every day that goes by, I wonder if the Bears are going to just think we're not waiting for him. We're going to take a chair before, which was it, hot potato chairs we made up?
Musical potato.
It's some combination of
where
hot
you
potato.
Because in hot potato, you end up with the hot potato, you lose.
Right.
Musical chairs, you don't have a chair, you lose. So we're going to put the hot potato in the last chair.
Yeah, the music stops, you sit in a hot potato, and you burn your ass up.
Yeah, so if you said, I think sitting on a potato is a fair punishment.
I think that's
hot potato.
So maybe the Bears will decide, all right.
But not in this weather, because then it would feel good.
We're not going to wait for them. Well, no, it still would be bad.
Heated seats.
I have heated seats, but
You don't want a potato on
no,
your
No, I don't. I don't want
and that's messy,
baked
too.
Baked potato in my crack.
Mushy.
No, thank you.
Mushy.
Well,
it's got sour cream, chives,
have
bacon.
You ever had a hot stone massage?
Yes.
They're kind of nice.
Yeah, of course they're nice.
Right, but they don't actually, you know, they're not invading you.
Just, you know what? COVID has normalized somewhat. Just go to a sauna again.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, no, you need
if
to.
If I'm alone, I could do it.
I think you need to go back. I think it's time.
Go see my guy. I think my guys are all
sometimes
dead.
You miss people and you forget how much you miss that person because you cope.
No,
I
know, but
I think you got to go.
I think my guys.
What does that mean?
I think they're dead.
You're your guy and you're alive. So well, I think you should go.
What do you mean your guys, though? Guys who went to a sauna?
Yes. My guys from the gym. When especially when I hosted afternoons back in the day and I would go before the show to do my workout and I would we'd hit with their sauna and steam. And all the old guys would come in.
Yeah.
And I felt so young because I was like, these guys in their 70s, their 80s.
But also warm. You know how we turn it up in here temperature-wise?
Like Layla feels when she hangs out with us.
And I would sit and I'd listen to these guys talk about their lives and the world and all the thing. And I had my guy Morty who taught me how to do cryptic crossword puzzles. He was a teacher.
Taught you how to do cryptic?
Yeah. He was a retired teacher. And we'd talk about crosswords. And he was one of the only people I could talk to and ask him. And so he started me on these cryptics and sort of.
And now you can't stop.
No. And he kept coaching me and I kept getting frustrated and I can't do it. I can't do it. And he said, yes, you can. Just remember this trick. And I would say, why is this right? And he would show me. So, yeah, Morty Eidelman, just a lovely man who was a French teacher and an English teacher at Maine East High School.
Number one, you just explained something that the Bears should look at in a head coach. Number two, you missed the sauna. You should go back. Number three, Diana Rossini is right.
Yeah.
About the fourth door, the door in your heart. You know, the one where you stay because you want to have success and you like your job.
And then Jim Tomsula walks into it.
I also walked into a door last year. And I laughed very hard.
I've done it at night in my house because our bathroom door kind of closes on its own because we oiled the hinges and probably shouldn't have. So I got to put like a doorstop in there. And if I forget, I will actually walk into the bathroom door.
I wonder if he'd be interested in the Cowboys job, if that changes the equation for him.
I wouldn't want to go work for Jerry Jones.
That's you, though.
Bobby Belt had a really interesting statement talking about how Mike McCarthy may have had more control over input in the draft than he may have realized, he being McCarthy.
But he did not access and tap in.
Right? I don't know that Jerry Jones would push back on one scout that that Johnson would want to come with him to a place. Just saying. I know Kellen Moore, to me, is probably the front runner in Dallas just because of the relationship, but...
Yeah, I think Kellen Moore makes way more sense than Ben Johnson to Jerry Jones.
Sincerely, I don't know why the Bears are not interviewing him.
It's a good question.
If they're interviewing like nearly a quarter of all coordinators in the league right now.
And I think
what's the pushback there?
I don't know. I'm not sure who in the Bears organization would have him not on the list. Does everybody get one veto? Is it like Voidier where, you know, Liz Geist can have veto somebody and
but
Jeff
also,
King can veto somebody. Karen Murphy can veto somebody. I don't know how it works.
Stop. But also, who in the Bears has enough football,
Twilight,
as you would like to call it, institutional football knowledge to be able to veto somebody at this point?
It's never stopped people before.
Where they're operating from.
I don't know. I don't know what their histories are. I don't know who's listened to about what and when. I don't. There's more from Diana Rossini because she was asked directly about whether or not the length of Ryan Poles' contract could be an issue for candidates.
Most head coaches want to be aligned with the general manager. They want their contracts around the same time. So everyone's sort of working in the same direction. Everyone's rowing together. And no one has an advantage over the other. And everyone can kind of conduct business as a tandem. Because those are usually the best organizations. When the head coach and the GM are together on the same page, top to bottom. I don't necessarily believe that anyone that's been interviewing with the Chicago Bears have concerns over the future of Ryan Poles. He appears to be the guy that they're sticking with, that they believe in. You are not allowing Ryan Poles to conduct one of the most important head coaching search organization ever with Caleb Williams sitting there, one of the best quarterbacks, at least one of the best young quarterbacks that we're seeing with all of this talent, all this potential. You're not putting it in the hands of anyone that you don't believe in. And this organization has shown that they believe in Ryan Poles and his future here, or there in Chicago, by allowing him to conduct all this. And from what I was told, he is the presence in these meetings. This isn't where they say he's the one leading the search and then the Zoom starts and he's not talking. He is the one running this and doing a lot of the interviews and asking a lot of the questions of these head coach candidates.
And everybody else should get out of his damn way if that's the case, but they won't.
I just don't know how much I think Diana Russini is incredibly well-sourced, but is that really the perception?
What do you think the perception counter that is?
It's what Kevin Warren said. He's young. His best aspect is his ability to own up to his own mistakes. He'll become the executive I want him to be.
I am so exhausted by Bears executives learning on the job.
The training wheels thing is, it's insane to me. This is the Chicago Bears. Now, you know what? Take Chicago Bears out of it. This is an NFL team. You learn that as an assistant GM and you know, player working in a personnel department. But once it's time, you got to be ready to go. And this is not year one for Ryan Poles. This is going to be year four coming up.
Mm-hmm. But he's growing. He'll grow into
how much of a leash does he need? How much growth? How many more growth plates have to activate?
A year is a lifetime.
525,600 minutes.
A year is a lifetime.
I know that there's bias here because of family, but the tweet from Nate Tice when he was asked, "Who do you think is the top head coaching job? Like, what is the most attractive job in the league?" And he said the Pats, and the quote is, "Lots of work to do, but there's May, cap space, and no Kevin Warren or Balky."
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
That's when I come back with what is the perception of the actual candidates who are in no business to speak ill of the teams that are wanting to interview them.
I mean, hey, just look at Mike Vrabel able to just bring his people. Let's get to work. It's a lot easier to do anything when you are on a team and leading the team and you have a clear vision of what you want and everybody is with you.
They have a vertical structure.
If I hear vertical one more time.
They have a vertical structure. The board of directors is above the chairman. The chairman is above the president. The president is above the GM. The GM is above the coach.
They have a bureaucratic structure.
That is the Bears structure. They're proud of it.
Hey, how quickly do bureaucracies move in your experience, Layla?
I would liken it to turning a barge as opposed to pivoting a kayak.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, they're designed to move slowly. The goal of a bureaucrat is to not be fired.
What did I just describe? Hmm? Where's the lie?
And that's and all they've done is pad the bureaucracy under Kevin Warren by hiring more executive vice presidents and senior vice presidents on the business side.
To be fair, I think they just promoted a few people from within.
And hired from without.
Like, if Ted Cruz is helping the Bears PR arm, I'm okay with that.
Okay, those press conferences recently impress you?
I think that the one they just... I'm into what is the most authentic answer. So I will take the most authentic answers out of everybody last week, 100%. Do I like the answers? Not necessarily.
Yeah, but at least
you didn't get the quarterback right.
No.
No.
But am I here for them being their most truthful selves? Saves everybody a lot of time. So
I don't even know if McCaskey had the session with Ted Cruz, but he was very honest and open from what I could tell. And you know what? It was very eye-opening, the things that he was saying.
If that's who you are, be unapologetic. You know what? You're worth a lot more money than me. Great. But I just, that's what I'm here for. However they get there is what I'm promoting.
773 asks, just like Reinsdorf consults with La Russa, is George still consulting with Ted Phillips? Not directly, but I do know they're friends. I mean, they talk. But no, Ted has not had an active role. He's out. He's sitting on a beach earning 20% somewhere.
Hell yeah, Ted Phillips.
Believe me, Ted's got better things to do than screw around with this. But I know they are buddies. It's not like and especially different because La Russa is still the top baseball voice of the White Sox. He's still
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Highest ranking.
I mean, is that really a question?
It's not. He's the highest ranking baseball authority on the Sox.